Don, on our last show, you talked about McElhaney. Leafs got him from Columbus to back up Freddie Anderson. He's been all over the place in the minors. It's the same story with Chad Johnson in Calgary. Interesting thought here. Who is the best goaltender you ever saw or played with outside the National Hockey League?
And I think a lot of old guys would remember. His name was Marcel Paillet. He came from Shawinigan Falls, Quebec, and he was dynamite.
Hang on, Coast to Coast, you're listening to Don Cherry's Grapevine.
You know, Brian, when I first saw him, he was playing in Providence. He was owned by the New York Rangers. The very first game, he went up to Boston, shut out to Boston 5-0. And I remember that game. I was down in the States, and you'll remember this, too. The guys that were doing, they were Americans doing it, Bud Palmer and Fred Cusick. You remember that? And they were doing it for American audience. I think they were on CBS or something like that. And guess who they was playing against? Jacques Plante. So it was really something to hear these guys. And one thing I always remember, one of the guys, and it wasn't Bud or Fred, but one of the guys said he dribbled the puck down the ice. So I knew we were in trouble. But he, you know, where are you going to go? There's six goaltenders in the world that can make the National Hockey League. Now sometimes they have three. There's 60. And I remember in 56 or 59, he sent to Springfield. That's where I saw him. 59, 60, played start of New York, sent to Springfield. 60, 61, sent to Springfield. I'll tell you one thing. In those days, if you got in the bad book, you were done. I remember Billy Sweeney, he was played for Springfield. He got in the bad books with the National Hockey League. He won the scoring champion 3 years in a row. He was buried in the minors, and in the old story, boy, you cross them once, and they could bury you. And I know for a fact, because I know they buried me in Springfield and was only 22 years old. It broke my heart.
All right. You've been buried in the minors. You got a good story.
For 16 years.
All right. Hang on. Back after this.
A podcast that casts a wide net across the internet of sports. The Andrew Walker Show. Subscribe in iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. On demand.
You know, I always remembered this. He was, I think we were losing 3-0 at the end of the first, and Eddie Shore came in, and you can't believe Eddie Shore. Someday I'll go tell you a story on him. Anyhow, he came in with a fedora pushback, and he said, Olsen, Dennis Olsen, that first goal was your fault. And Marcel said, no, Eddie, that was my fault. And so he come to Cherry, you give that puck away, that was your fault. He says, no, Eddie, that was my fault again. So, Marcel, he was so funny. I mean, he had slick black hair and everything. So he say, blame somebody else, Floyd Smith, for the hood. No, Eddie, that was my fault again. So Eddie turns to him and says, well, I guess the whole three were your fault, eh? He says, yeah, trick.